You're listening to the Spicy Dividend.
Hey, everybody. Welcome into the Spicy Dividend podcast on this Friday. So, gorgeous Friday here in middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania. It's very hot today in summer. It feels like it's finally here. Let's move on, shall we? So we are celebrating a very minor dividend milestone today as my JEPI investment, J-E-P-I, J.P. Morgan's Premium Income Fund, as conservatively, if we're going at a 30 cent per share basis, even though it's been higher all year, but I like to be conservative with this type of investment, it's paying off $5 every single month now. So just like that, we are getting closer and closer to just reaching that goal of paying off my monthly expenses with it. I know $5 is nothing in the long run, but hey, I look at it this way. You know, my cell phone bill is $20 a month. I'm a quarter of a way to paying off my cell phone for the rest of my life if I were to stay on this plan. Or I could look at it as $5 times 12 is 60 bucks. I can pay off my cell phone three times out of the year right now if I really wanted to. So there's many positive ways to look at it. Either way, I am fully back in addiction mode on the dividends, trying to get that income up as high as possible, as quickly as possible, and the side hustles have been proving it. Speaking of side hustles, if you watch me on my YouTube channel, Road to Retire, I talked about attempting a new side hustle, and that is the Amazon Influencers Program. And I don't think I'm going to really have any success from it, but I'll be damned if I don't give it a shot. So I put out four reviews already. If you don't know Amazon Influencers, it's kind of like a TikTok for Amazon, where they just basically review or talk about the highlights of a product, whatever that's on Amazon that you can buy, and then the links below. And every time someone buys based on your video, if they watch it for 30 seconds or more, and then they click your link and buy it, you can get a percentage of it, anywhere from 1 to 10% of the product. So you can see why, you know, people can make a lot of money from this if they have a following. The problem with me is that, like, I don't want to expose my already established YouTube audience. I don't want to just pound them with reviews just to get potentially like one click for 1% of like a $20 product. It's not worth it. Like, why would I do that to myself? Why would I isolate my audience even more and then risk ruining any credibility I have on my YouTube channel? So I have a completely different YouTube channel for that. I am posting the videos on Amazon directly. I'm not getting like any views. I have four of them up already. I've received two clicks over the past 4 days that have not transpired into any sales. But today I did get a notice that like the four videos that I posted, because Amazon Influencer Program has like a little like review period, I guess you could say, where you have to upload at least three videos and then they review it, see if it's up to their liking. It doesn't violate any of their ethics, like putting links or advertising the links or advertising the price or very poor sound quality or like the product isn't being used in its natural setting. So they manually review that. It takes about 2 to 3 days. And then you are able to earn even more commissions and get placed on the product pages directly on Amazon. So I just got approved for that today, like 2 hours ago. So maybe if I start doing new videos now, maybe they'll start getting more attention on the actual Amazon sites. Can't say I've been trying too hard on the videos. They've just recorded with my phone and then voice over with the microphone that I'm using right now. Hey, click the link below if you want to buy the microphone. Anyway, that is the update with side hustles right now. I'm on dataannotation.tech, just grinding away on there. I get my usual $2 to $3 a day on Mechanical Turk. Nothing good really there, but you know, with JEPI, you know, and my DGRO and IGRO, my growth funds, the account's doing great right now, putting $10 a day minimum and then adding on any single side hustle money I get into JEPI itself. Obviously, like I said, I'm up to $5 a month from JEPI. And then with DGRO and IGRO, I am about a share and a half of each. So it's going to be nice once I get above a dollar, because then I could just reinvest the dividends that I get quarterly from them right back into them and let the growth over time function do its magic. So that was the dividend. That was the side hustle. I had one more thing I wanted to discuss. Why can't I think of it at the moment? So the Bills to Billion Challenge, or paying off these monthly bills, just got a heck of a lot easier, because stupidly, you know, I've been married for, on May 18th, it's going to be 4 years now, and I have not combined my auto insurance with my wife. So right now I was paying $130 through Nationwide, and now I've bundled with her. I'm no longer with Nationwide, and it's going to be a prorated monthly payment of about $70. So saving around $60 every month, you know, that's awesome. $60 a month comes out to $720 a year in savings. But $60 a month monthly, if I'm trying to pay off monthly expenses, hey, that's a heck of a lot easier, right? So the Bills to Billions challenge, or getting my dividends to cover the monthly expenses that I have recurring for me, well, looks like it's going to be completed a lot faster, and I don't have to worry about getting side hustles to pay for it as much next year when I redo the challenge. So yeah, I mean, things are great right now. I mean, we'll see if anything comes about with the Amazon influencer program. I highly doubt it, but you know, I don't want to not do it and then have any regretful thoughts like, oh, why didn't you give it a shot? You never know, because you don't, you just never know. I never thought I would have any kind of success as a YouTube channel, and yet here I am. My second go around with monetization, I am going to get paid out this month because I reached over the threshold. So, you know, nothing but positives this week. The only negative is that I'm getting fat because I'm eating too much crap. But yeah, other than that, it's been a wonderful week. The dividends are flowing right now, and they're just going to keep growing because that's what we do, right? Dividend growth. So hope you enjoyed this Friday shortened episode of the Spicy Dividend Podcast. Not too spicy today. Very, very green pepper mellow, but it's good. I mean, it's a good thing. If I'm not ranting and raving, it means I'm in a good mood. I'm in a happy place. So hope you enjoyed the episode, and I'll see everyone in the next one.